to each one of you.
大家早上好。
I'm glad you made it.
很高兴能在这里。
You know, last night, Mrs. She and I, or yesterday afternoon, or not Mrs. She, Miss Ruth Walk and I, forgive me, that's how my memory is, but anyhow, Ruth Walk and I were sitting and we were thinking, tomorrow, you know, we have to change our clocks tonight.
那个昨天晚上我跟那个 Ruth 在一起，我们就说，哎呀，我们今天晚上要把时间，要调时间，哈，要改下时制了。
Knowing that each one of us is over 35, we decided that maybe we ought to change them now while we're remembering.
那我们都已经超过35岁了，所以呢，那个我们想说，既然现在想到了，就赶紧去调，怕一会儿就忘了。
So that three thirty yesterday afternoon, we changed our clock.
所以昨天下午三点半，我们就把时间都调好了。
We were ahead of the game.
所以我们现在是那个提前一步。
This morning I woke up and I looked at my clock and I'd overslept.
所以今天早上我起来一看表，说糟了，我已经迟到了这次要。
I just didn't push my alarm. All of that preparation and didn't push my alarm.
我做了很多准备，但是呢，我忘了把这个闹钟上上。
Oh, that's us in life, isn't it?
所以这个生活就是这样子。
Today I want to talk to you about something that is very important.
我今天要讲的这个题目很重要。
There was a, I had a phrase always I would say when people would leave me, be good, you know.
那有的时候我跟别人就是说再见的时候就会跟他们说好好的啊。
I didn't have any great deep meaning about it.
这个不是一个有很深含义的一个词，就是大家都好好的过。
So one of my teachers in the West Indies, when I said that, he turned and looked at me. He said, "How?"
那所以有一次我跟在我在那个西印度群岛的时候
what way do you want me to be good?
有一个老师，我这么跟他讲，他就回头跟我说，我怎么才能好好的呀？
I just looked at him.
那然后他这么问我，我就看着他。
I really didn't know how I wanted him to be good.
我也不知道我到底
good from
他到底要怎么才能好好的，到底是怎么好好过。
And I think sometimes when we read this scripture in Romans 12:1and 2,
所以有的时候当我们读到罗马书，就是我们今天要讲的这个经节，在十二章，罗马书十二章第一节到第二节。
It's one of those scriptures that we can say, but what? How? You know?
我们读到这个时候就会想到说，那我们到底要怎么做呢？这个告诉我们说要，就是说要怎么样，但是怎么才能做到呢？
Let's turn to this scripture.
我们一起来读这一段经节。
This scripture has been a very, very, what shall I say, lifesaver to me many times.
这段圣经对我来说是好像是救了我很多次。
Now, many times when I would preach, they would want to know when I'm preaching.And what scripture I'm using.
那很多时候我讲到的时候，他们就会先问我题目是什么呀，然后引用的经节在哪里。
And they would ask me like on a Tuesday.
有的时候礼拜二就问，礼拜天才讲。
Now I'm a person that when I study, I sort of get, I know I'm starting to get excited about this. I don't begin on Tuesday to get excited.
我是那种就是要临到时候越准备然后越兴奋的，我不是从礼拜二就开始兴奋的。
So this scripture would come to my mind.
那后来这段经节就进入我的心里。
Because you can go many ways with the scripture.
因为这段经节可以有很多的可讲的地方。
So I say Romans 12:1-2.
所以他们问我的时候，我就说好，罗马书十二章一到二节。
But today I really want to talk about it.
但是我今天真的是很想跟你们分享这一段。
Could you read this together, please?
那我们一起来读罗马书十二章一到二节，请。所以弟兄们。我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now, Paul tells us here, for the many of them feel, most people feel that Paul wrote this. Paul tells us here to present your bodies.A living sacrifice.
那很多人相信说罗马书是保罗写的。那保罗在这里说，让我们将身体献上，当作活祭。
And he goes on with the conditions. He said, "Holy, acceptable unto God."
那这个活祭的条件是说，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
So this is the beginning of the premise that you and I must offer ourselves to God.
所以这个一开始的要求就是说，我们要把自己献上，献给神。
But with the attitude of a holy and acceptable life to God.
但是这个条件或者说你所应该有的态度就是说 是圣洁的是神所喜悦的
And Paul so enjoyed this part in his life
而保罗他自己他有亲身的体验他非常的享受这个经验
It was the real birth part of Paul because when he gave himself to Christ he had to leave a lot of things behind
这对他来说是一个完全的就是好像重生的体验一样当他把自己完全给神的时候他需要卸下很多他从前自己有的东西
And there were other things that were added to his life.
而同时也要加上很多他原本没有的
He was beaten, he was shipwrecked, he was in the water floundering for a day.
他被鞭打然后又遇到这个海难然后在这个在危险当中
You might say, well, that's pretty hard, but that wasn't what Paul was looking at.
你可能会觉得哎呀 这个好像遭遇很悲惨但是 保罗的重点不在这里
Paul was looking at the time when he could watch a man being stoned Stephen the martyr being stoned and enjoy it
那保罗回想他从